and helpless people. Paul then says in verse 32 that such behaviour then culminates in the most tragic of states. And I quote, "And although they know the ordinances of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them." Wow. The tragedy of unrestrained sin. Knowing that harm is coming from their wickedness, nevertheless, they attempt to promote it. They invade the field of education. They seek to dominate the media. They seek legal status for their wickedness and defy all attempts at control. Is this what is going on today? Thus, the Apostle Paul traces the deepening darkness of his own day, and yet it is ours as well. But here is the most amazing thing. Despite this, God does not turn his back on man. God's concern underscores this whole passage. His wrath is at work to try to bring men to their senses, to wake up a civilization to what is going on in its midst and to show it how desperately it is in need of deliverance, which can only be found as a gift of righteousness from God himself. You may ask, why does God give a civilization over to this kind of thing? He does it because it is only when darkness prevails and despair and violence are widespread that men are ready to welcome the light. Remember the prophet Isaiah's prediction? I quote, "They that dwell in darkness, upon them has the light shined. They that live in the land of deep darkness, unto them a great light has shined." In Paul's day, the world had sunk in the darkness of despair. Idolatry had penetrated the whole world. Men had turned from the true God whom they could have known. Hopelessness and despair lay like a heavy blanket across the earth. And yet, in that day, in the darkness of that night, over the skies of Bethlehem, the angels broke through and a great light shone about. A multitude of heavenly hosts were heard praising God and saying to a group of lonely shepherds, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you this day is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord." The hope of the world then and now is the Saviour Jesus Christ, born in the human heart as he once was in a stable in Bethlehem. And from that hope, all light streams. The angel's message is the coming of the Lord Jesus, the availability of the gift of righteousness from God. It is against the growing darkness of our own time that this light must continue to shine out. Everywhere, we need to make this message as clear as we possibly can by our testimony, by the way we live, by the joy and peace of our heart. God has found a way to break through human weakness, arrogance, despair, and sinfulness to give us peace and joy and gladness once again. Just as Jesus was born in Bethlehem long ago, he can be born in your heart right now. That's the good news of the gospel. In this decaying world in which we live, we can see the glory of this truth as it delivers people from their sins. "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Amen. Father, we thank you for your amazing, amazing grace. Lord, in these days of darkness, there is light. And you are that light. Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is that light that can lift the weight of sin, and your love can shine in on our hearts. We thank you, Lord, for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.